Aye, present. I understand we have somebody on the teleconference line here from Anchorage. Who is it?
David Johnson.
David Johnson. Begin with, the committee's taking up, the committee's substitute that will take up, although it hasn't been adopted yet, for Senate Bill number 446, and Senator Pierce is the sponsor of that legislation. Do you care to make any remarks at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for being sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 46 to the committee. We do have a proposed CS in your packet. You also have in your packet an investigative report by the Office of the Ombudsman dated November 6, 1990. I think most of you, both of you probably remember the newspaper articles that were as a result of this investigative report. One of the recommendations made by the Ombudsman, who's here to speak this morning, was that we change the term of the chair of the AOGCC so that he or she may not succeed himself directly as chairman. We have had in the past an experience with a chairperson of the commission who continued as chairperson, and a great deal of power was vested in that one individual, and the Ombudsman's report indicates that that probably wasn't wise. That's basically the only change to present law embodied in the CS. We had in an earlier draft to change the term of the chair to 2 years from four. We changed it back to four. There was no real good reason for dropping it down to two, so we decided to stay with the four. Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that we do adopt the CS that we have before us.
All right, well, I think there's at least two pages. Is Duncan going to want to testify?
Yeah, I'll be happy to testify.
You don't have to. I mean, you can't. You know, we got one person. I think the existing chairman of the commission would like to speak. So, Mr. Johnston, we hear from you at this point.
Thank you, Chairman Cotton, members of the Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas. My name is David Johnston. I am the chairman of the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. On behalf of the commission, I thank you for providing us with the opportunity to testify on Senate Bill number 46. The Commission does not object to the bill, which makes the term of the chair of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission non-successive. However, we do have two concerns. First, we see no compelling need for the bill. Under the existing statute, the governor appoints a chair every 4 years. The chair is not performing or representing the Commission properly. The governor need not reappoint that individual to another 4-year term. The decision to reappoint a chair is properly with and should remain a governor prerogative. Second, we are concerned as to why this change is limited only to the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. If making the term of a chair non-successive is in the best interest of the state, then all boards and commissions should have similar restrictions. That completes my testimony, and I'm open to any questions that you or members of the committee may have. Thank you.
Any questions?
Any questions?
All right. Does anyone else wish to testify on this legislation? Mr. Fowler, do you wish to testify? Please come forward.
For the record, my name is Duncan Fowler. I'm the Ombudsman for the state of Alaska, and we do support this bill. It does implement a suggestion or recommendation we did make in that report. One of the advantages I see to this change is that the nature of the commission is that they essentially have three persons who are appointed commissioners for a 6-year period. We're not saying that once a person serves as chair that they cannot remain on as a commissioner. This does allow, or I think kind of engenders, consensus management on the part of the commission. The chairman would eventually be working with or for another one of the commissioners. And the chair kind of acts as a tiebreaker. He's kind of the person who balances the three people, and I think this provides a good decision-making process for them. Our review of that case did indicate that because of the length of time and the personalities involved, that perhaps there was maybe more authority vested in one position than should have been at that point. And I think this would, had this been in place, I think some of the problems that they had may have been resolved.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody else would like to speak on this legislation? So I look for a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
So moved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the committee substitute is adopted. take a motion to move the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since the commission does not object to the bill, I would move that to see us for SS for Senate Bill 4601 and gas pass out to the committee with individual recommendations.
Before we vote on that motion, I notice that the Commissioner of Natural Resources is here. Did you wish to testify on this legislation?
Yes.
So if you don't mind, we could please join us. Please join us at the table. Just made it.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Harold Hines.
We are in the teleconference. The Oil and Gas Commission Chairman is on the other end of the line. I believe that's the only person listening in.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Harold Hines. I'm the Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources. I'm a little out of breath from running up here. I'm sorry. We were working on a consistency finding for OCS 124, so I assure you it was a good mission I was on. I did have a chance to look at Senate Bill 46, and I believe the type of changes proposed in this bill will be very effective in improving the function of the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. As people have looked back at the history of how the commission has functioned, I think the idea of rotating the chairmanship is one that is very effective. And in a management sense, I think it's good to have change every now and then and a fresh perspective. And it offers a lot of challenge for each of the commissioners that way over a period of time and keeps their life interesting and the challenge in it. So I'm very supportive of the bill.
Thank you for your testimony. There is a motion to move the legislation out of the committee. No objection, that is so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. So I'm just going to make a public
announcement. Excuse me?
Yeah, the bill moved out of committee, and thank you for your testimony. And if there's no further business, the committee is adjourned.